We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Say it's a mini version of OMF, but it's a little bit longer than that. So we're around for a half an hour with the OMF show, and then the Red Sox Radio Network will join us, and we'll be doing like a half an hour of the Red Sox pregame show.
A little pregame.
Yeah, so we're going to wait.
Hey, baseball.
So excited.
We're going to hold
on. I had all these hot hockey takes. And all this great information.
Save it for tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Maybe yeah, next week. I'm going to save it for next week.
No, 4-hour show tomorrow. Next tomorrow. Playoffs start next week.
That's what I mean. The season's basically over.
This is your first hockey game ever.
So we're going to hold off the Red Sox conversation until 2:30. That's when we'll join the entire network, and we'll talk a lot of baseball about last
Sox
big
hot.
Win.
Yeah, Sox are hot.
Ooh. Yeah, they're on a roll.
Big win. So we only have a half an hour. We'll give away, apparently, some Red Sox tickets to the home opener coming up a little bit later on as well. But let's do this. Let's start with a little bit of an update on the Robert Kraft story. Boy, his friend, this guy Mike Rubin, who owns the Philadelphia 76ers.
So it's his friend.
It's his friend. I don't know. It was his friend until yesterday.
No, it was his friend. He owns, backing him up.
He owns the Philadelphia 76ers.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry.
Exactly. He was the guy that was the connection to Meek Mill, right? Tied him up.
Yes. It made him best friends.
Yeah, and Mike Rubin seems to be one of these new age NBA owners. They all want to be like Mark Cuban, you know? He is the CEO of a company called Fanatics. You've probably seen this stuff.
Their hats.
Okay. All the time. Good.
And so, but he wants to be best buddies with the players. Very different than the NFL owners.
There's this huge gap. They like to say they have an open door policy, but there really isn't. It's odd. Just the difference between NFL owners,
I would agree,
and NBA owners. It's a weird relationship. It's like, hey, I want to be part of your gang. How do I get jumped in?
Exactly.
That's the NBA owners.
Right.
The NFL owners like, no, we own the gang, and we're going to tell you when and when you can't jump somebody
in. I want to be in meetings. I want to walk around the locker room. Let's go out to lunch.
I'm going to pat you on the shoulder. We can go to the same clubs.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Can we play horse? I just want to be able to say
baseline
play
shot.
Horse.
It's very different.
Like an owner version of like Pete Abraham. Right?
NBA.
You would love basketball.
Yeah, it'd be beautiful.
We have the same shoes.
Hi, Peter Abraham from the Globe.
So Mike Rubin is one of these guys. He seems to be the main connection with Meek Mill and all of the rappers, which Kraft has suddenly become friends with, all of these rappers. And I think it's legitimate. Unlike Mark James with a C, I think these are legitimate friends now, all these rappers that Kraft has. So he's speaking yesterday, and he volunteers the fact that he still talks with his buddy Robert Kraft like five times a day. He was part with Kraft of going to Washington, getting his buddy Trump to help him a little bit with the criminal justice bill, which everybody seems to be happy with. We've put some people, incarcerated some people that probably didn't commit real bad crimes, and they're being overjudged for what they did. So yesterday he decides that he's going to talk about his friend and that he's going to kind of lecture his friend in public about how he's finally realizing, you know, the criminal justice in this country really is a mess. And you're finding out exactly what these athletes have found out. This is Mike Rubin yesterday.
The biggest thing that I've talked to Robert about every day these days is he's finally seeing what it's like to be a player in the NFL and a player in the NBA when you have experience with law enforcement that aren't the way that you thought that they were going to be. And you're talking about a guy who it's been proven that, you know, a month ago, you see all of the media is all this talk about sex trafficking. The whole thing was made up by law enforcement. There was no sex trafficking.
Well, that was what they were trying to prove, right?
It's a lie. They're not even trying to prove it. They've given up. No one's been charged. There was no sex trafficking. Law enforcement made it up. You know, he was illegally videoed. He was illegally pulled over. And now, you know, Rob's like, man, I get what our players go through when they get pulled over and they're discriminated against. So, you know, I think it's been eye-opening for him.
You got to be kidding me. He is trying to compare
now,
it.
Now he knows.
To what?
What Meek Mill was going through and some of my players.
It's less about what it's like to be an NBA player, but what it's like to be a black guy in
He's
the United States.
He's finally seen it's, what it's like to be
falsely accused.
A player in the NFL.
To be profiled, to be falsely accused. Maybe the cops are, you know, exaggerating their warrants, or maybe they're stretching their truth a little bit. Who the hell knows?
You almost get the feeling that Ruben is describing when Robert Kraft finally comes out of that courtroom, whether there's an agreement, a plea agreement, or, you know, he's free and free at last, he's going to come out and start chanting, Attica!
Yeah.
Attica!
Yeah. Oh, they just completely screwed
me. I felt
me
like he was going to the whole, like, falsely accused. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Like, falsely accused. You
okay.
You can't trust the cops.
Yeah.
Right? Because they make stuff up. Is Robert falsely accused here? They might have gone about it the wrong way. But this isn't, you know, falsely accused. This isn't, you know, like he's talking about African-American in Chicago, you know, being pulled over for doing absolutely nothing, drugs being planted on him, and now the guy's in jail, right? And everyone's like, what the hell was that? Rob's not being falsely accused.
Yeah,
all he's finding out is that, you know, maybe the police, they didn't follow protocol. Well, you know, they illegally traffic stop. You know, that wasn't maybe legal. It wasn't kosher.
Yeah, but I don't think it necessarily was the police fault. It seems to be the people above the police.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right.
But they're all wrapped up in the same box. All of them are kind of connected, so it doesn't matter. You want to say police, you want to say detectives, whatever. That's what he's talking about. But he continues with it. And he, at the end of it, he actually...
That the criminal justice system worked perfectly in 99.9% of the situations.
Good point, yeah.
And today I recognize it doesn't work well in most of the situations. Not because they're bad people, it's because the system's fundamentally broken. What law enforcement always does is overcharge, and then no one can fight it, so people plead down, and then you're stuck within the system. So I think, you know, Robert is, he's going to, you know, come through this stronger than ever. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the true details will come out over time. It won't be as people believe. And I think he'll figure out how, you know, the great thing with Robert is he'll figure out how to make the country and the world a better place as a result of what he's gone through, because that's who he is.
Okay, so the true details, is he talking about the way the investigation was handled?
Yes.
Or is he talking about the relationship with the workers at the day spa? To me, I think I feel like he's hinting towards the true details. Is it's not prostitution at all. It's like what we first said the first day. This is not, you know, a happy ending. The true details is that he had a relationship with one of these workers. Maybe there was something more than just a chance encounter.
I think
you can't read into that.
I think
at all?
That's no. The defense.
Yeah.
Well, and that's my
because
point.
Because you're reaching. That's
details.
Lawyer talk.
That's the true details. So why would Ruben say that? Because the true details are already kind of out there.
You know
the
what?
Police screwed it up. The detectives they stretched the truth to get these warrants. It said monitor, not record. They did both. The true details to me would be something a little bit extra.
My,
with
my
the
thing is that this guy's talking about, you know, cops sometimes they overcharge. Now they brought up human trafficking, so I guess that's the overcharge in the public's eye, but they didn't charge him for it. No, they charged him for soliciting prostitution. They overcharged this guy. I mean, this isn't, you know, trusting the police. You know, this is not what we're talking about. You know, they might have gone about it the wrong way. They might have got the warrant. You know, maybe they weren't truthful in how they got the warrant. But as far as the act goes and the crime goes, this isn't someone that was falsely accused of anything.
Yeah, but if they use...
It's someone that's trying to get out because of a loophole.
But if they didn't use what might turn out to be illegal process... to acquire this stuff, he wouldn't be charged. You wouldn't be able to charge him, even though he, you know, I think we all believe
he
probably
be
went
him.
In there. He probably went in there for 2 days and probably got something, okay? I think we all believe that.
But let's not lump this into someone who's falsely accused of a crime going to jail.
If I'm Robert Kraft today and I'm hearing this, I'm calling up Ruben. Apparently they FaceTime each other. Couple of old guys. Well, one's fairly old, and the other one's, you know, middle aged, and they FaceTime each other. People do that. Males of that.
Yeah, sure. It's a deeper connection. You got to have a deep connection.
Is that a business meeting thing in a conference?
No, I mean
room?
I would never do that with you or Lou
FaceTime?
Because it's
we never FaceTime. Would you ever FaceTime?
It would have to depend
your
on
kids.
Where
you're on vacation.
Yeah,
you're
FaceTime
away
with your kids.
You do it when you're away with your kids, right?
You don't like.
Well, you have cameras in your entire house anyway. You know what your kids are doing 24/7 in your house. Exactly. Right. But if I were Robert Kraft, I'm calling up Michael Rubin today. I'm saying, hey, Mike, can you do me a favor and just shut up?
Well, I mean, listen, I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your support.
Okay, you're being nice. I tell him to shut up.
If an NBA player or an NFL player heard that, is he a little irritated even just for the fact that they would actually try to compare the two? Wouldn't you be insulted? You're actually comparing this?
Well, I'm just saying, let's just take Michael Bennett, for example, right?
Sure.
Just got thrown out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go basically and believe that he did absolutely nothing wrong. Okay, that is where, like, this guy's talking about. You know, trusting the cops. They put up a bogus charge against this guy, made him go through this for a year and a half. Maybe made him want to show up to the court case, and he did absolutely nothing wrong. This case is different than the cases that he's trying to describe in this little soundbite.
But he's doing what Michael Rubin is doing. This is his latest cause. We talk all the time about special interest group. Well, Michael Rubin is on his own special interest cause right now. So he's using his friend Robert Kraft's case, which I think you're right, Lou, is much different than what we're dealing with injustice and the latest justice.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Right.
I'm just saying, he was charged with domestic violence.
Right.
They investigated. They found absolutely nothing. They didn't believe the witness.
Right.
And he still got suspended for it.
And it's still different.
See, but here's what he can't do. He can't.
He did nothing wrong.
What Rubin is doing is almost treating him like Kraft is a victim in this.
Yes.
That to me is dangerous. So he's the victim.
But I think
he's
being
persecuted.
But I think what's even worse, Christian, is he's extending it on now to his own cause, which is, I thought the justice system was on the up and up, and now I've found out that it's a mess. And Robert's finding out right now, when he gets out, he'll understand more of what the players go through.
Yeah, because they're exaggerating charges. They're actually stretching the truth when it comes to their reasons for getting the warrant in the first place. They're lying to get cameras in there, basically, right? So they'll go to any length to get the guy that they're trying to get.
He got wrapped up in it. He got wrapped up in a case that was dysfunctional right from the get-go. Okay, different people within the legal system down there had their own little agenda. And in the end, it was bad timing. He happened to be at the day spa getting a little bit of extra on
bad
a weekend
timing.
On a Saturday and Sunday when they were going through something totally different.
Please, God.
Now he's got to get his ass out of it. And he knows, and his lawyers, and because he has lots of money, and he has high-powered lawyers, they can sit there and look at it and say, they illegally used the Patriot Act, something that is really served for some other purpose, to grab my client on a case of soliciting prostitution. This is unfair, this is illegal, and I want it scrapped, most likely, because they don't want the videotape to get out.
Yeah.
This has got nothing to do with what Michael Rubin is talking about with Meek Mill's issues and all of these other guys, except it works for him. Special interest, I'm going to tie it in. And I can't believe that Robert Kraft, if he gets off on this, is going to come out and basically say the judicial system is a real mess out there. Stop.
Well, I thought that the criminal justice system worked perfectly in 99.9% of the situations.
Well, okay, so so technically he's right. When you look at the way that you talked about a kangaroo court, I mean, they completely fumbled their way through this from the beginning to the end. And if they never, Kraft was never involved, none of this stuff would have been brought out. No other John would have sat there and tried to fight it.
They would have played no contest.
It would have been over, done, and they would. But they got a little taste of the attention, and everybody wanted to, point the finger at Kraft, and everybody started looking at it. You realize there's no human trafficking. They obtained the warrant. I wouldn't say illegally, but they definitely, worked the system. That's what they did. They worked the system.
Well, they fabricated how they got it, and there's a story out today in which the lawyers are going back in and they're questioning the original reason that they were able to get, they call
the
it the sneak and peek. Yes, the health department report. So they were claiming, and I think right from the get-go, they really didn't have any human trafficking. But they were looking and saying, maybe we can find it, okay? So, and what they ended up doing is using a health department report that
for cause.
The conditions weren't great as cause.
Yeah.
It turns out now that when they went to the judge, they weren't real accurate in matching up what that health department report was. They exaggerated a little bit.
What a surprise.
They
overcharged and exaggerated in order to get what they wanted.
Because they wanted to get
Well, then I would give the judge some credit because they asked for monitor and record, and the judge only gave a monitor, and they recorded anyways. So, yeah, they probably, he's probably got a really good shot of beating this aspect.
See, it's not going to change. I don't think it's going to change public opinion one iota. If you think right now, and some people do, and by the stories we've read, some people actually think that Kraft was involved in something that, to an extent, that led to human trafficking. I think we all believe that he went in there, he was getting a massage one day, and maybe a massage and a little extra on both days, right? And in the end, he's not tied to that. But the people will believe what they'll believe. He's got to keep that videotape out.
Well, just going back on this, I'm looking at this Florida Department of Health specialist, Karen Herzog.
Mm-hmm.
She was in charge of going in and checking this place out. Now, you know, Sharp came out and was talking about beds and refrigerators stocked with food and clothing. According to the report in the file, and I guess it's public, people can see it, the only pictures that she put in this report were, quote, some tables showing wear and tear. There were two photos inside the refrigerator, and it showed bottle of water and ranch dressing.
We have that in our kitchenette.
We have a lot more than that, actually. Yeah,
and it says, and with that, like, Sharp made that leap, and he brought up the two beds, clothing, stacked refrigerator, but for some reason, the health specialist, when she inspected it, she didn't include those photos. Those are the only photos she included. Beds with wear and tear and a fridge with water and ranch dressing. Yeah, does that sound like a stacked fridge to you?
Yeah, so but here's the
I
thing.
I think we have the same thing. Basically, so Wiggy can stay here 24-7 so he can pounce basically. On any show that's available,
just
right?
Jump in on any podcast that he wants to.
Staying inside the massage parlor for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm not surprised by that. Couple cops, couple detectives want to get a warrant.
Yeah, but that's his out.
Yeah, but
that's
these are the pictures that she used in her report. And with that,
so they're
said
all in on
it. Stocked fridge.
They're all in on it.
Not well, she kind of covered her report, ass. She's probably sitting there going, listen, hey, I only showed them this. They're the ones that, from these photos, thought human trafficking was going on and got the warrant. But,
See, here's the thing. That the human trafficking really allowed them a bigger net. Allowed them to do a lot more, gave them more freedom, and that's what they really wanted, just so they could stop the prostitution.
Well,
there
would have been no cameras in there if they didn't use human trafficking. They would not be able to stop people without probable cause out in the streets of Jupiter, Florida. It would have been a totally different case. And if he can get that thrown out, and I think that's all he's trying to do right now. He's trying to get that thrown out because if he does, all of the evidence will be frozen, and nobody's going to get the evidence, guys. They're not going to get a hold of the chip that has the video on it. They're not, because one person is in charge. Oh, they're not going to get it. If that's you go to jail for a long time. If somebody releases that after that stuff is frozen, there is no way. If somebody does that, somebody's in real trouble.
You know, I was thinking about Kraft, you know, yesterday, too, when I was watching the news. And you know the whole admission scandal? You know how, like, Felicity Huffman and Aunt Becky, they were in town?
Yeah.
Million-dollar bail.
Are those the only two?
No, there are more.
There's more.
But
there's
doesn't
more.
It seem like they're the only two?
Well, they're the most...
Yeah, because they're the ones you only care about.
Recognizable.
Like, it sounds like this thing.
Just like Kraft.
Yeah, there are 40 other guys,
but you know what I mean? Like, just like Kraft, you know? And I know it's different, right? I know it's completely different, but it's if you followed it, you would think Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, were the only two.
Yeah, there's local...
Because people know who they are.
The local guy in Linfield and down in Hyannisport.
Yeah,
he was in court yesterday.
Exactly.
Right.
But you know I'm Becky
wealthy guy,
in there.
Very wealthy guy. And then...
Did you say a million dollar bond?
$1 million.
They could face 20 years.
Yeah, and they can't travel. They took their passports.
Their passports and everything.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
The kids didn't even want to go to school.
That's crazy.
The kids
wanted
to go to trade school.
The kids didn't even
want to
go.
She wasn't sure if she would stay in.
Want to go to hairdressing school.
Mom, can I go to hairdressing school? The daughter, Aunt Becky's daughter was making millions of dollars with her YouTube channel being sponsored by all these different companies.
It's an all-black party.
Crazy.
And she lost all her ads. She lost all her support.
But it's the same thing. I was just thinking about it because it's like if you would swear that they're the only two that are involved.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just like with Robert.
Well, it's like anything else, though.
But they needed this for attention. This one here, obviously, they don't need these two for attention.
It was actually another female actress who was also part of this that nobody recognized.
She's doing well, but she apparently
was tight with the other two because they had pictures yesterday. I saw pictures of the three of them together, so they all knew each other through the whole thing. But doesn't it really come down to this with Kraft? The damage for him publicly, it's an embarrassment.
It's done.
Okay, that part of it's done. For him, it's keeping that video out. If he keeps the video away from the public, maybe down the road it will go away a little bit. If the video is there, and the video is here forever, and people can keep on bringing it back, that just, you know.
But do you feel that the longer this goes on, the actual act itself becomes diminished? Because there's this huge outcry. No, I can't believe it. To me, it becomes diminished because you recognize all the other crap that's going on and how stupid and how just weird people are with their defense and all the money and time and energy. You sit there and go, all this, I'm going to go back to the Deflategate. All this because of what happened in that, baseball. We're wasting our time.
Yeah, we certainly are, but I don't think the time has anything to do with that. I really think it comes down to the tape, because if the tape comes out, there's a whole new cycle here. There's an embarrassing cycle. There are people that are going to make jokes, play jokes off of it. The video is going to be
anyways.
The video will be used forever when something else happens with Kraft or the Patriots win a Super Bowl and people are throwing that same video out there.
I have no interest in seeing the
videotape. That's what's going to happen. If he can keep the videotape out, there's a huge gain for him in all of this. And he deals with it. The people that think that he just went in there and got a little extra are going to think the same thing. Those that think that it was morally disgusting are going to always think it's morally disgusting. And the people who think that he was involved in human trafficking, even though he wasn't, are going to always think that.
Those people,
have those people
quieted down now? Have the human traffickers?
Not really.
I feel like they have.
Video will make it worse.
Lou
said this a long time ago when it came with the Rice case. Video always makes this stuff worse.
Of course, but the human trafficking is kind of obvious that it was never part of the deal, that it was used. Human trafficking was just a scapegoat.
But the difference
they're blaming everything on human trafficking.
I always felt video does make all the difference in the world because it actually lets us in to find out exactly what happened. Right? That's the biggest thing. The pictures of Adrian Peterson's kid. The Ray Rice video. You're like, holy smokes. He knocked her out. So when you see things that you have an idea of, you hear like domestic violence and you're like, okay, wow, I wonder what happened. Then you see the video and you're like, holy smokes. This video's different. I don't think it's going to be, oh my God. I knew that this happened, but I can't believe what I'm seeing. There's farm animals involved, or something weird. But other than that, I'm pretty sure I know.
That would be bad. The farm animals would be bad. But let's give you an example of it. So the Patriots, so it's out, and a year from now, we've all seen it. We've seen it a zillion times. And the Patriots have an excruciating loss on Sunday night or Monday night football.
A loss. Yep.
And then we know there's also a view in the tape in which Kraft is on the table with an excruciating facial expression or whatever. You don't think that stuff is going to be replayed over and over and over again? That people aren't going to throw it out there on Twitter or in a chat? It's going to be a laughing stock that people will play over and over and over again. This is a guy who thinks and has lived his life kind of in a different standard, and he's going to have to face that. That's why I think he's got to get rid of the tape. Get rid of the tape, and I think the rest of it plays out the way we described it. We got a Red Sox game coming up.
An interesting omission to the lineup, too, by the way. We'll get to that next.
Okay. We have the pregame show. That's right. The three of us are going to work with Will Fleming on the pregame show. We'll get into a lot of Red Sox baseball. We'll talk about last night's game, and we'll get more into the Chris Sale, because it's very interesting how people have taken that performance the other night by Chris Sale and where they're putting it going forward. Plus, I guess we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the home opener for the Red Sox. So why don't y'all stand by? Don't go anywhere. We're here, okay, with very few commercials, all the way up to 3 o'clock, talking Red Sox baseball.
Mutt and Callahan. It's Mutt and Callahan.
And you're wondering, is Apple spying on me right now?
On the baseline. And what do you think the guy does? The hitter. He just turns around and walks back to the bench. That's all you got to do. Just ignore him. Bench is young.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.